You're listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. GST collection in July soared 28% on year to Rs. 1.49 lakh crore, becoming the second highest revenue collection since the introduction of the GST regime. During the month, revenues from import of goods were up 48% and the revenues from domestic transactions were up 22% from revenues from these sources during the same month last year. For 5 months in a row now, the monthly GST revenues have been more than Rs. 1.4 lakh crore, showing a steady increase every month, the Finance Ministry said in a statement. Of the total GST collections, central GST was Rs. 25,751 crore, while state GST was Rs. 32,807 crore. Integrated GST was Rs. 79,518 crore and cess was Rs. 10,920 crore. The collections hit a record high of Rs. 1.68 lakh crore in April 2022. The Finance Ministry said that till July 2022, GST revenue has jumped 35%, displaying a very high buoyancy. Moreover, better reporting coupled with economic recovery has been having a positive impact on the GST revenues on a consistent basis, the ministry added. In another development, bank credit to micro and small enterprises continued to expand year-on-year, registering 23.7% growth in June 2022 against a contraction of 0.6% in June 2021, showed latest data by the Reserve Bank of India, RBI, on sectoral deployment of bank credit. The gross bank credit deployed to MSEs in June stood at Rs. 14.29 lakh crore vis-a-vis Rs. 11.5 lakh crore deployed in June last year and Rs. 11.62 lakh crore in June 2020. In May, the credit growth stood at 27% with Rs. 14.23 lakh crore deployed to MSEs, up from Rs. 11.20 lakh crore in May 2021. Likewise, a 19.7% jump was recorded in April with Rs. 14.08 lakh crore deployed to MSEs in comparison to Rs. 11.77 lakh crore in April 2021. Adding some relief, the price of a commercial LPG cylinder was reduced on Monday, in line with weakening international rates. The price of liquefied petroleum gas used in commercial cylinders was cut by Rs. 36 per 19 kg cylinder. Following the latest price reduction, the 19 kg commercial cylinder will now cost Rs. 1,976.50 in Delhi, down from Rs. 2,012.50 earlier, according to the data available on the Indian Oil Corporation's website. This price revision will benefit hotels, restaurants and other business establishments that use gas cylinders. However, there is no relief for households as there has been no change in the price of domestic LPG cylinders. Rates differ from state to state depending on the local VAT. Note that this is the fourth price cut on the LPG gas cylinders in India in the last 4 months. Moving on to the banking sector, Bank of Baroda share price rose marginally on Monday after the lender reported a massive 79.4% on-year growth in standalone profit at Rs. 2,168 crore for the quarter ended June 2022, despite fall in other income and pre-provision operating profit. Net interest income during the quarter under review grew by 12% to Rs. 8,838.4 crore compared to year-ago period, with credit growth at 18% and 10.9% on-year increase in global deposits. So far this year, Bank of Baroda share price has rallied around 40% and analysts remain bullish on the stock, seeing up to 29% further upside going forward. Bank of Baroda shares were trading at Rs. 117 apiece on Monday. Meanwhile, India's manufacturing sector activity hit the highest level in 8 months in July, driven by a significant rise in business orders, a monthly survey said on Monday. The seasonally adjusted S&P Global India Manufacturing Purchasing Managers Index rose from 53.9 in June to 56.4 in July, reflecting the strongest improvement in the health of the sector in 8 months. The July PMI data pointed to an improvement in overall operating conditions for the 13th straight month. In PMI parlance, a print above 50 means expansion, while a score below 50 denotes contraction. Lastly, Sensex and Nifty opened in the green on Monday. The first trading session of the month and after battling initial volatility remained comfortably in the control of bulls for the entire day. On closing, S&P BSE Sensex zoomed 545 points or 0.95% to end at 58,115, while the NSE Nifty 50 index settled at 17,340, up 1.06%. M&M was the top gainer on Sensex, up 6.29%, followed by Power Grid, NTPC and Bharti Airtel. M&M was the top gainer on Sensex, up 6.29%, followed by Power Grid, NTPC and Bharti Airtel. Sun Pharma was the top laggard, down 2.81%, accompanied by HUL, IndusInd Bank and Nestle India. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.